Ready?
Okay, let's begin. Okay. I want to begin with the Nakudas on the Taisus, and then we'll go from there. Okay. First Nakuda I want to begin with is, Yadua, in the way it's presented in most yeshivas, is that the Taisus we learned yesterday is of the opinion that a Sveik is Motzi Mamun. Along with the Taisus Yishonim as well, that a Sveik is Motzi Mamun. And this is Barvust in the yeshivas, that our Tais and Testament Beis hold Sveik is Motzi Mamun. However, first point I want to get, and let's get the Nakudas in the notes. First Nakuda I want to begin with is that the Shach chiseled down this Taisus. And the Shach said, our Taisus, along with the Russian Babakame, also holds Sveik, cannot be Motzi Mamun. Cannot! Even though Barvust in the yeshivas, we said that the Taisus is normally known as being Sveik Motzi Mamun, but the Shach in his famous Sefer Taku Koin points out in Simon Kufnov, just like the Russian Baba Kama holds, you can't be Motzi Mamun to Sveik, our Taisus as well. So what's the Pshat in our Taisus? So the Pshat in our Taisus, we said from the Pshat of the Taku Koin was that since what? Since she's Muterislo through a Sveik Sveika, so therefore they're inextricably linked. If she's Muterislo, she should get her Ksuba. So the Tumim in Simen Chafei and his Kitzur Tokvu Koin in the back, in Os Kuf Chaf, Rabbi Yonis Aipsis, the great Koin, shot his Perish on the Tokvu Koin. Rabbi Yonis absolutely ended the 1700s, the Shach, the end of the 1600s. So the Tokvu Koin, in the Perish on the Tokvu Koin, the Tumim says that they're inextricably linked, meaning that you need Tarta de Sasre. If you need two things, you need a Sveik Sveika and Tarta de Sasre to say that she'll be Motzi Mamun, to say that she'll get her money. That's what we want to talk about. Because Pinchas asked me yesterday, he said, Rebbe, in the beginning of the Taisvus, Tais Mechalutun Isser and Mamun. Isser, he is not believed. Mamun, he is believed, right? To make her lose the Kubah. But we're saying now that they go hand in hand. What we're saying, Pinchas, is they go hand in hand when you have both. When you have Tarta de Sasra and you have a Sveik Sveika. Memela she's Muterislo, Memela she'll get her Ksuba. But at the end of the day, there is no Sveik Sveika. Because Taisus said there is no Sveik Sveika, Pinchas, right? So if there's no Sveik Sveika, you understand at the beginning of Taisus that there's a chilik between both. That's what we said the Tumim was saying, Pshat Neshach. That there's a concept you need a Sveik Sveika and Tarta de Sasra to be Motzi Mamun. But since there's no Sveik Sveika here, because the second suffix we said regarding the Ksuba doesn't help because maybe she was Ba'onis, you know, she was Ba'onis, Kodem Erison, Memela doesn't work. But it doesn't contradict what Taisus said in the beginning. Because what they're saying is you need two Nakudas. You need Tarta de Sasra and you need Sveik Sveika to be Motzi Mamun. And you don't have the Sveik Sveika. You might have the Tarta de Sasra, but you don't have the Sveik Sveika. Okay? So that's the first Nakuda we want to point out. Please get that. Tarta de Sasra is a contradiction, double contradiction, right? Like the Gemara has him Sochem and Kufchesim and Alf. Do you do a Seba on the first two cups or do you do a Seba on the last two cups? Two Shittas. Gemara says, what do you do? Hilchasa, you do a Seba by all four. Frek the Ran, why don't you say Sovik the Rabban Lechula? A Seba is the Rabban, don't do it at all. Chas v'Shalom, one answer the Ran is. You don't say Sveik the Rabban Lechula in the case of Tarta de Sasra. Sveik the Rabban, don't do it at all. That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? The other answer to the Ran says, how big of a tirchin is it to do a seva? You only say seva grabal kulu when it's a tirchin. So that's the first nakuda I want to bring out. The first nakuda I want to bring out is that's the beer that the Tumim said in the Shach. You need two things, Johnny. You need Tarta de Sasra and you need a Sveik Sveika. But since you don't have the Sveik Sveika, that's why Taisus Mechalik in the beginning of the Taisus between Isser and between Mamun. Isser is not believed, Mamun is believed, Demafsa de Ksuba. Yes, go ahead, Ezra, real quick.
What does it mean by Tarta de Sasra?
Double contradiction. Just like we said about that Seba. Is that Seba on the first two or the last two? Which one is it? The two Shittas, the mutually exclusive. Terence says you do it by all four. You don't say something to Rabban on Kula in a case of Tarta de Sasra. And don't do it at all. Okay. Yossi, you got it? Let's go. The chosen. Let's go. We got it? That's the first Nakuda. Okay. Number two, I was very bothered by this kasha. I was discussing yesterday, last night, on the phone. I don't know if you know him, Jared Rosenfeld, Nikoil, he's in Nikoil, the Gvaltik fellow. I don't know, you know who he is. I mean, Nikoil, he's married. You know Jared. Comes to the Chaburus in Nikoil, the Talmud the Uni. He's a Talmud the Uni. Comes in June to the shoot. So Lamaisa, I was bothered by Akasha. Pinchas, how did Tosfos say, how was Tosfos mechala between Isser and Mammon? How was Tosfos mechala between Isser and Mammon? He said, you're not believed by Isser, but you are believed by Mammon. Yes? Daniel, in the beginning of the Tosfos. Gabi, you with me? So let me ask you, Pinchas. How does Tosfos formulate that he's not believed in Isser? Because why? Because maybe he's not a Baki Bezmazuch and the Ukba Becheskes Heter. Yeah? There's a Cheskes Heter. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Why does Tosfos here go with the Cheskes Heter? Why does Tosfos go with the Cheskes Heter? You can eat, no problem, Yossi. I don't mind, otherwise. No, I'm just saying, why does Tosfos come with the Cheskes Heter? Why does he say it's a Sveik Sveiker? What's the classical Sveik Sveiker? What's the classical Sveik Sveiker? Takhtar and Atahim Sinon Atahim was honest, right? But in this piece of Gemara, Rabbi Lazar's bringing a rye, Abai's bringing a rye to Rabbi Lazar. Which two cases is the man believed, the Chassid? Which two cases? Where is he believed to say Pesach Pasuach? Which two cases out of 98% no, two cases yes. Eishes Kohen and Eishes Yisrael Pesach Basha Al-Shonim Yom Echad. Those are the only two cases where he's believed, right? So that's exactly what the Gemara is talking about. Those two cases. In those two cases, there's no suffix. There's no sveik sveik. There's only one suffix. I'll give you another sveik sveik. Baki ain't a baki. Intim salom or what? Intim salom or baki. Ain't a baki. Maybe it was ain't a taktav. So if Eishes Kohen, I could come with a sveik sveik. Eishes Ropachos, I could come with a sveik sveik. Just add baki and a baki. Why does Tosfos have to command the Cheskes Heter? You follow what I'm saying? That's what I'm bothered by. Okay? That's what I'm bothered by. Why does he have to command the Cheskes Heter? Okay? So he said that Jared told me he listens to the Gaon Rav Asher Ha'eli Shlita Shirim in the mirror, and he hears him in tape, and he said that he asked that same kasha. So Baruch Hashem, we're in good company. We're mechavin to that kasha. Okay? You follow me? Why does Tosfos need the command of this Cheskes Heter? Just say Sveik Sveik. So the answer I saw, and he left it as a Sarachim. So I saw an answer of the Marshal. You know what the Marsha says? I want you guys to get this down. This we had last week, we mentioned. You know what the Marsha says? Maybe we're talking about a confluence of Eishes Kohen that's less than 3 years in one day. What does that basically do, in all intents and purposes? That shoots down both Sveikas. No? So, in Bailey, you can't say Bucky and a Bucky, in Tim Salom or Bucky. Maybe it was what? Maybe it was Tachtav, Reino Tachtav. Because it's got to be Tachtav. That's what the Marsha want. That Tosfos wanted to cover even that case. So if you're going to cover that case, why would he not be believed to make an Isser because of a Cheskes Heter? That you don't have a Sveik Sveik to fall back on. So therefore, you got to come on to a Cheskes Heter. Marsha on this Tosfos. Marsha on this Tosfos. The Marim Shif say the same thing. That we're talking about a confluence of putting together both Eishes Kohen that's less than three. So if an Eish is going that's less than three, as therefore that takes away both Sveikas. It's not Onus and Ratzah, because you know it's got to be Onus, it's Aser no matter what, and it's definitely Tachtav. So in that case, why is he still not believed the Aser Pinchas? Because why? Because he has a Cheskes Heter. Gabi, you follow me? That's why Tosfos came out of a Cheskes Heter. That's what we want to say from the Marshom, Marshom, and for Zar Kasha and also Mechavin, to Boshe Ha'er, sleep to his Kasha. Now another answer to that Kasha I saw, is another teretz to that kasha I saw is possibly that you could say is, and they quote this in the name of the Shita Mekubetz of Shema Kuntresin, that maybe Lamaisa, you can't rely on the Shita Mekubetz of Shema Kuntresin. You know why you have to command a Cheskes Heter? Because the suffix of buck in a buck is not a real suffix. The guy's shrying. You know what shrying means in Yiddish, to English? He's yelling, he Pesach Pasuch. He claims he's a bucky. What kind of business is that? Bucky ain't a bucky. That's a suffix. He claims he's a bucky. So how do you call that a suffix? Kol Shekev is a married guy. He's Kimle. So Tosfos had to come on the Cheskes Heter. Halacha L'maaseh. Tosfos had to come on the Cheskes Heter. Because Be'emesin, maybe it's you could say it's really it's not such a great Sveik Sveikin. Even though you could say he could think what he wants today until tomorrow. But objectively, we are mistopping is a buck or not. You follow me? But I'm saying, maybe Tosfos is saying, even if you want to tiny that that's not a legitimate Sveik, buck ain't a bucky, I could still make him mutter, make her mutter because of a Cheskes Heter. So those are the second terrors we want to say, she did with Hashem Kuntreisen, Lamais. Hashem Kuntreisen. Okay. So that's the second Nakuda. Guys, let's get the Nakudas. The first Nakuda was the notion of what the Tartasasa with the Sveik Sveik, right? With the Pshat, Lamaisa. With the Pshat and the Taisa. But people said it's against the Vinodos. Now, you need both. Here there's no Sveik Sveik. Second Nakuda, we gave an example of Tartasasa. Second Nakuda is why did Taisa come out of Cheskes Heter in the Kasha, Johnny? Why did you just say Sveik Sveik? So we said the Marashomar and Shiv's Teretz, and also the Kuntres and the Sheet Mukubetsis, the second Teretz as well. Okay? And therefore, it's a tziruf of both cases, halacha l'maisa. Third nekuda, 1 second, Johnny. I want you to get this. Third nekuda. Now it's well understood what we said yesterday in Shir, that when Tosfos gave his terrors that it's not a legitimate sveik sveika, we whittled it down. Remember, we whittled it down, that window? How do we whittle it down? Because maybe what the onus could be what? Could be eno tachtav, remember? We said it's not a good sveik sveika. Once you bring up that window, once you bring up that window that it could be eno tachtav, that means the only case in the Mishnah is what? The only case in the Mishnah is what? Is Eishes Kohen at this point. Because if you, Eishes Yisrael Pusim Ba'ashalashon, there is no window of eno tachtav. If Tosfos is working with the window of eno tachtav, that shows that that can't be the case in the Mishnah. So that's the Nakuda, the Shittim Kubetzah, and now we understand that quite well. But Lamaisa, in the beginning of Tosfos, Pinchas, when Tosfos was trying to learn up the Gemara and the Naf community, Mammon and Ksuba, Mammon and Isser, he held, like the Marsha could be, that it was all a confluence of one case. Later on, Lamaisa, you see when he brings up that window, Lamaisa, it can only be talking about a regular Ashes coin anyway. See, Tosfos trying to cover all bases in the beginning of the Tosfos, saying maybe it's talking about that case, so therefore I have to come out of Cheskes Heter. But you see later in the Tosfos that the only case in the Mishnah is Eishes Kohen itself, because you can't have a window of Eino Tachtov Lamais if it's Eishes Shirov because of Vashal Shalom. So that's the fourth Nakuda that I want to mention. Third Nakuda I want to mention. Okay, you had a question. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, doesn't Tosfos have to say Cheskes Heter? Because if he brings in a Sveik Sveika, then wouldn't that his claim is that Sveik Sveika motzi's mamon?
But at that point of the Tosfos, he's trying to machalik that Isser you not believe, mamon you are believed. Yeah, what's the difference between the two? So he says Isser you believe, she's not, she wins. He's not believed because of Cheskes Heter. Say Sveik Sveika on Isser, not even by mamon, on the Isser. Why does he say the Isser she wins, not him because of Cheskes Heter? Say Sveik Sveika. So that's the terrors that we're giving. The terrors that we're saying are talking about a confluence of all one case, and it's not a Sveik Sveikin. There is no Sveik Sveikin. So you have to come on to Cheskes Heter. Okay? All right, good. So that's the three Nakudas so far. Four. Let's go, guys. Fourth Nakuda. We brought up yesterday that the Poshup Shot entices that a Sveik Sveik is Motzi Mom. Correct? That's the Poshup Shot. Okay? Where did Tosfos prove from? Daf Yud Beis. Now, Rov Rishonim say a Sveik Sveika cannot be Motzi Mamon. How are you going to get out of that riot? Here, guy, you want to? How are you going to get out of that riot? Gab, you can borrow this. How can you get out of that? Just give it back. How do you get out of this riot? Rov Rishonim say Sveik Sveika is Motzi Mamon. Not Motzi Mamon, but he quoted a riot from Yud Beis. So how do you get out of that? Let's get it down.
Can we restate the riot real quick?
The raya was that if you assume that she does, she gets at least 100, it's, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos said to Mishirastani Nanasti, right? What did he say? In the case of Mishirastani Nanasti, he said she gets at least 100, based on the Sveik Sveikin, right? She gets at least 100. Sveik Sveikin is Motzi Mamon. She gets 100. That was the case. Mishirastani Nanasti, she said she was raped after Erison. He says, no, you were raped before, it's a Mekach Tos, and you get 100. Why do you get 100? Because Sveik Sveika is Motzi Mamon. That was Tosfos' riot, okay? How do you get out of that if Rov Rishonim saying Sveik Sveika is not Motzi Mamon? So I want you to get this. You know what the Ramban says? I'll tell you why she gets 100. The Rabbanan Daf Yud Bezum and Bezel, he says, you make it a kimta over there, the case is there were Edim that she was raped beforehand. There were Edim that she was raped beforehand. That's why she gets 100. She gets 100 because, not because of a fake sake, because there were Edim that said she what? She was a bula. We're talking like the Shita. What'd you say?
Then what's the machlokas of Rishon or Megillah according to Rambam? I mean, if there are Edim, then we know what happened.
There were Edim that she was, she had, she, there were Edim that she, Lomaisa, had Erisin, was Nanesis beforehand. So how could Rabbi Gamliel say Nanesis, you mean?
Yeah.
How could Rabbi Gamliel say Nanesis?
Yeah.
I mean, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you mean?
Yeah.
How was she Nanesis? According to Rabban, if there were Edim, if there were Edim that she was what? If there were Edim that she was Mizanis, so how would Rabbi Gamliel argue on that? Mishirastani Nanasti, you mean? Mm-hmm. If there were Edim, there's a reason why she gets 100 because there were Edim. So that's a good kasha. Let's think about that more, Daniel. Okay, good. But that's a way I think to reject it. You follow me? You're asking good. But according to the Ramban, Lamaisa, it's not based on Sfeik Seiki. You follow me? All the Rishonim say Sfeik Seiki is not Motzi Mom and not bothered by Daf Yud Beis. The reason why you get 100 over there is because of why? Is because of because there were Edim that said it. Halacha Lamaisa. Well, that's within Rabbi Yeshua. So you're okay. It still works. The Chiyah. You're just asking how you read the Mishnah according to Rabbi Gamliel. I'm just saying the Chiyah is good of what we just said with the Ramban. You're asking good. Okay, good. Let's think about that more, Lamaisa. Okay, but that's the point number one. That was the Kuda number three. That's how we're going to reject it. Okay, that's how we're going to reject it. Number four. Fourth point, fourth Nakuda, please get it. Tosfos makes an assumption. Where did he make the assumption yesterday that an Ashes Kohen gets her ksuba if she's raped? You know that line that Tosfos said in the third wide line? Dafil Ashes Kohen, bonus will mix to the ksubasa? Even an Ashes Kohen that's raped does not lose her ksuba. What's the makor for that? So if you look in the Masar Shashats, they quote Nadarim Sadi Aleph from an Aleph. I want you to get that then. That's the halacha. If a Kohen's wife is raped, she's usher to him. It's a terrible calamity. But she doesn't lose her ksuba. It's not her fault. So Tosa's assumption is a beferish adin. It's an often adin, it's a mishnah in the darim. So that's the fourth nakuda that I wanted to mention. Okay. Very good. Now let's continue. So those are the four nakudas that I wanted to mention, shot in the Tosis. Daniel Lou, we have to think about what you're asking. Okay, let's continue, guys. We've got a lot to do. Lamaisa, let's start with like this. Let's start with, since you asked your kasha on Yud Beis, let's talk more about that sugya and Daf Yud Beis. Okay? Rav Gamliel says, Mishra Stani Nenas, Rav Yeshua says, no, it was a Mekach Tos before him. First of all, I want to point out the following. Okay? The Beis Yaakov asks, let's get this. The Beis Yaakov asks, according to Rav Gamliel, that she's Nemenis Lagamri and she gets 200. Why does she get 200? Why does she get 200? There's a suffix, maybe she did Beratzon. And don't tell me there's a Sveik-Sveika that maybe she did it before Erison. Because that would block her getting 200. Rav Gamliel says she gets 200. Why does she get 200? Maybe she did it Beratzon. Why do you ignore that, Frek the base the Nesivis? That's the kasha the Nesivis asks. So the answer is, let's get it. The answer is that Tosfos holds an Arusa doesn't get a Ksuba. So Mamela, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you have a Cheskes Aguf. What does the Cheskes Aguf tell me? That she had B after Chuppah. How could she have B after Chuppah? There's time. There's a Toysus and I and Ham and Bez and Ksubas Dirmaska Reishaman that says there was time after the Chuppah that she could have been Mizana with another man. And therefore we say at the time of the Chuppah, when does the Ksuba come in? At the time of the Chuppah. Mamela, the suffix is maybe she what? Maybe she did a Baratzel. And we wrote on the board yesterday. Guys, please get it down. It wasn't here yesterday. What does the Mishnah say about Baba Kufi Ches? Any of day is chayafti. If someone comes over to me and says, you owe me $100, I say, I don't know if I owe you. I'm putter. Bar v'shem ala bar yodif. What happens to Yosef saying to me, I owe you $100, I lent you money. What happens to I say, any of day praticha. Cheskes chiyuv, I'm chayiv. Because there's a cheskes chiyuv. Because I agreed to the loan. What do you think this case is? What would you say, according to Gamliel Pinchas? Is this any of day is chayafti or any of day praticha? What do you say? Eli, what would you say? Because remember we saying that the Cheskes Aguf tells me she was Mizana after the Chuppah. It was after the Chuppah, the Chiyuv Ksuba was already injected. The Chiyuv Ksuba was already injected. So in Mele, it's Enu Dea what? Enu Dea Praticha. That's why Rav Gamliel says she gets 100, it's 200. What was her kasha? How could Rav Gamliel say she gets 200? Maybe she was mezana baratzon. You understand what I'm saying? She was mezana baratzon. She didn't get her 200. Teretz says, I'll tell you that she has a cheskes aguf, which tells me that the window she was mezana was when? After the chuppah, the chiyuv ksuba was already injected. It's any yodea praticha. And yodea praticha is chayiv. Shkoyach, you have a suffix whether it's baratzon or not. But it's any yodea praticha. And yodea praticha is chayiv.
He doesn't say any yodea praticha.
What'd you say? No, but it's like a din of any yodea praticha. Any yodea praticha, Daniel, synonymous with the cheskes chiyuv. There's a cheskes chiyuv.
I thought any yodea praticha, you create the cheskes chiyuv upon yourself. It's almost like a.
But it doesn't make a difference, Lamaisa. Here there's a cheskes chiyuv because the chuppah has happened already. It doesn't make a difference, Lamaisa. It's a good point. We're going to get to it. But any yodea praticha is synonymous to saying the cheskes chiyuv. The cheskes chiyuv has been injected. That's according to Rabbi Gamliel. Masha Enkin, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who doesn't hold the cheskes aguf, that's Rabbi Yeshua's shita. The male of the chash that maybe she had the bia kodem the chuppah, and there's no chiyuv ksub at all. So it's like any yodea what? No, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's enodeya. Imischayafti. It's enodeya imischayafti. If it's enodeya ischayafti, then he's potter. Because an arusa doesn't have a ksuba. It's an ingenious pshat. So again, Daniel, let's get this. You follow me? We're asking according to what? Let's go. Let's get this. According to Yossi, according to this Raya and Daf Yibbeis, Mishra Astani Nanasti, she gets 200. Why did she get 200 frekt in the Sivis? She might have done a baratzon. So he has an ingenious answer because Rav Gamliel holds his cheskes aguf, that develops the window being that maybe Shitaka was what? Was mezana after the chuppah with another man. And there is time, according to Tyson, not fine, Amad Aleph. Nemeila, once you say like that, it becomes an eodea praticha because the chiyuv ksub has been injected, b'shas nesuin. Nemeila, shkoyach, I don't know, but I'm still chayiv. Still have the payer. Mashenkin Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold the cheskes aguf. Memela, it's possible she was mezana after Erison before Nisuan. If that's the case, the chiyuv ksuba has not been injected. You follow me, Pidrus? And therefore, it's in eno dea what? Im schayafti. Memela, the din is that what? That you're potter. That's how the Nisuan is in Mishnah. I want to point out, 1 second, Ezra, this is against something we said, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. Because you remember on Amar Aleph? Do you remember on Amar Aleph? We said, do you remember on Amar Aleph, we said a svarif, I hope someone can remember, that the cheskes aguf here is not a good cheskes aguf, remember? Because it really should say that she was mezana right now, but the only guy she could have been mezana with was her chassan. You remember we said that? That's smack against that. You remember that, Pinchas? You remember who said that? I think it was a shita mikubetzis. So I want to say the shtickle of the Beis Yaakov is against that shita, it's a shita mikubetzis. The sheet begins says you can't rely on the garment and the cheskes pesula because it should say mamish. Now she was mezanez zev adai eno, and now we're saying the shtickle Torah with the taisus is that an ayin ham and after is a possibility that yes. So I want you to get that nakuda down. That's what we want to tine it. This chiddush lomaisa. That's what I tine it. This chiddush that we're suggesting. Okay, that's the chiddush we want to say now. Yeah. Now before we get to your point, Ezra Daniel, I want you to get this. The Marsha on this Mishnah on Yud Beis, when he says Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you were raped beforehand, right? Va'mecha mecha tos. The Marsha says he's not being moted. The Marsha writes there that's not a hodah to her that she was raped. He's not being moted to her that she was raped. Because if he's being moted her that she's raped, then it's not a mekachtos. He knew what he was getting into. You follow what I'm saying? The Marsha just says it's a statement. He's just responding to her. What you're saying is wrong. What I'm saying is the Marsha just points out that phrase in the Mishnah, that achalor astich neneses, you follow me, is not literal. He's just saying, you know what? What you're saying is baloney, is bogus. That's all. That's how the Marsha interprets the Mishnah. Don't take it literally. Because if you took it literally, then it wouldn't be a Mekachtol. It's a beautiful aura. That's what he says. The Marsha is Machriach the Marshal. Ain't Kavanah Shemodala Shenensu. But it means it's possible. Lafit Tanas, he's just trying to say, oh, you claim that you were raped? You know what? How do you know you were raped after this? Maybe you were raped just as much before. He's not saying proactively that he knows this. You follow me, Pinchas? Because otherwise, it wouldn't be a Mekachtos. It's a beautiful horror. Okay? That speaks a little bit to your point. Lamai said, we're going to get to it even more, that you're saying that, well, how do you treat Enadea Pratich? Okay? Let's take this now. Yes, go ahead, Ezra, real quick.
Sorry, I'm just confused how that was an answer, because if she had if she did a Baratzon after the Chuppah...
Why does Rav Gamliel say she gets a full 200? Maybe she did a Baratzon.
He says she'd get nothing.
She should get nothing,
so
yeah.
Why does all of a sudden say now Cheskes HaGuf and she had...
Because the Cheskes HaGuf tells me that she did it when... The Cheskes HaGuf tells me she did it after the Nisuin, when the Ksuba started. The Ksuba only starts with Shas Nisuin.
He saw the Suffolk, maybe she did a Baratzon.
I don't care, though, but it's Enyo Dea Praticha. That means what you got to pay. Cheskes Chiyuv, like we said yesterday. What does Enyo Dea Praticha mean? I agree there was a loan. Same thing here. He's married to her. He's married to her. He has an ensuing, so the Chiyuv Ksuba has been injected.
Correct. So it's as if he's saying that I agree that I owe you the Ksuva.
So he's got to pay 200.
He has to pay 200. But the only thing here is, we're forgetting about the fact that she had, there's a suffix that she did a
Baratzon. We don't care. This, the Cheskes Chiyuv eradicates the suffix. That's where Gamliel holds there's a Cheskes Guf. Rabbi Shua says no Cheskes Guf. Then the suffix tak is shy because it makes any of the Eish Chayavti. That's Guf of the Nakuda. The Ksuba only surfaces at Nisuin. That's
like,
the vor.
Seems like a very big stretch to apply this to this case. To apply.
Okay, all right, we'll see. But that's the Chiddush of the Beis Yaakov. I want you to get it, okay? But I want you also to get down in your notes. We're pointing out that's against the Shita Mikubetzes we had in Amar Aleph, okay? With this Tysus and Ksuba Sanayin Hamad Aleph. Okay. Step further now. If you look in the Tumen, in Simen Ayin Hay, Sifkot and Chav Beis, Yesh Yam Sham. Rav Zalman Nechemiah, I remember Shlita once said, the Simen Ayin Hey, Yesh Yam Sham. Simen Ayin Hey, Choshem Mishpat, he said, there's a sea. It's like a sea. Yam Shal Talmud. He said, Simen Ayin Hey itself is so much there. I remember he said, Yesh Yam Sham. The Simen Ayin Hey. So if you look in Simen Ayin Hey, Choshem Mishpat, in Sifkot and Chav Beis, the Tumim says, you know what? I want you to get this down. I don't like this Shtickle Torah than the Sivis. Because there are places in many places in Shas that says, Jacob, that an Arusa gets a Ksuba. Many Tosim and Shas, Kama Mekaimis, that an Arusa gets a Ksuba. Memela, don't give me the Svar that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it becomes Eni Odea what? Eni Odea Ischayafti. Because the Kri of Ksuba surfaced already at Shas Arison. Memela, the Tumim wants to say a Chiddush. I want you to get this down. He says, even any of their praticha, if it's lo havil lameda, you're putter. If it's lo havil lameda, the Tumim wants to say a chiddush. Any of their praticha normally is chayiv, but lo hayal lameda, if you're not supposed to have known, you don't know what's going on. Then in a chanami, you're still putter in any of their praticha. How's he supposed to know when she was mezana? He doesn't know. So therefore, that's the pshat lamaisa, and that lamaisa is the pshat he wants to say im lavi lameda is potter. How is he supposed to know? Now the haflaw and the beis meir say even the mandamer says arusa yesh laksuba. Nevertheless, I want you to get this down. Bishas nesuin. What happens bishas nesuin? He writes the ksuba. She has the rights to the ksuba bishas erusin, but they write the ksuba bishas nesuin. You're mochel the original shibud. So it's like a whole new chiyuv that comes about new. Memeila, the whole chiyuv is a chiyuv chadash mishas nesuin. That's like any of them schayavti. So he wants to say, even if you hold an arusa, has a ksuba, but the bottom line is that mishas nesuin, it's a new din. So you'll still categorize it as being what? Any of day or what? Any of day mishayavti. So lamaisa, that's what he wants to tie in it. So I want you to get this down. Again, we're saying, what's the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua? So we're saying that the Pshat Rabbi Yeshua is there's no Cheskes HaGuf. If there's no Cheskes HaGuf, he doesn't hold the Cheskes HaGuf. That's why you're butter. But the problem is, in Arusa, in many places in Shas, places says that Arusa has a Ksuba. How do you get out of it? Because any Odeya Praticha, in the case of Lohab Lameda, is still butter, even though normally it's Chayav. That's one Pshat. The other Pshat is even if you hold an Arusa as a Ksuba, the Haflaw says, even if you hold Arusa, Yesh La Ksuba, but you know what? Rabbi Yeshua still sticks to his guns. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're potter, because of the din of Eino Dei Ischayavti. Because a new chiv. Eino Dei Ischayavti. Eino Dei Ischayavti. It's a new chiv. V'shas Nesun. Chiv Chadash.
Tiv Chodesh B'Shas Nesuin, and therefore the din is, they're holding after the marriage, and therefore in Enes Chayafti, the din is Potter. So those are two ways that you could say over Yeshua, say over Rabbi Yeshua, why you're Potter. Please get this, okay? Very fascinating. Now this gets to the Nakuda that Daniel brought up, which I want you to get. And that is that, how do you view the concept of, how do you view this concept of a ksuba? Is a ksuba really any of their schayafti or any of their praticha? How do you view it? So on one hand, Tosus and Sotan Chafeim Ebeiz Dimasko Keshein, let's get it, says that since the ksuba is only collectible when he dies or he divorces her, the shibud is chal taketh mishas nesuin, but it's not actualized, that's the good word, it's not actualized until he dies or divorces her. So therefore, what would you call it? So Tosus calls it Einodea Ischayafti, because it's not actualized till the end. So who cares whether there's a conceptual chiv? He calls it Einodea Ischayafti. And the Rishash says like this in Maseches Saita as well. Please get it down. The Tosus, the Tumim with Tosus and Sota Chafeim and Beis Maskol Keshem with the Rishash and Sota Lamad Alma Maskol Chamoisa. However, the Hafloa continues and he says, "I disagree." He began like this. He disagrees. He says the Chiyuv is Mishas Nesuin, the Zman Apiron is Shas Miso Gerishin. Okay, and the Chedusha Reuven says, even if the chiyuv begins mishas nesuin, nevertheless it's still considered enedei ischayafti. Why is it considered enedei ischayafti? Because the fact that the woman loses her ksuba is not because of znus. It's because al das kein she wasn't mechayiv, that she didn't want to give her a ksuba. If she wasn't a psula, wasn't that the znus is mafsid the ksuba? He didn't want to give her a ksuba in such a case. Memelu the suffix on the ikr chiyuv. So the ikr chiyuv lemaisa. The subject's on the ikr chiv. So comes along the Nesivus and he says that any of their praticha is as follows. And this is what you were bringing up. Any of their praticha is only dafk when the suffix comes because of the tainus. But if the suffix would be the base even without their tainus, we don't know when it was, onus or rotz or tachtav and otachtav, then even any of their praticha is putter. I want you to get this down. This is what I wanted to bring out this chiddush. When is any odeya? This is what the Nesivus says. When is any odeya considered to be what? Any odeya praticha chayiv? Any odeya praticha is chayiv? When is it chayiv? Rak betainis. Achein, Suffolk lebezdin, that's like a drawer de mamona. Suffolk lebezdin, beli tainis, that as, Potter. Unbelievable. So I give you on a bechina, let's say. Give me, what's the general din? Any of the apratichah is what? Chayiv. Give me two cases where it's potter. The tumim schiddish lo have a lameh that you're potter. And the nesiv is the schiddish. That what? Only if the tainis, through tainis. But if it's a subik lebeish din lamaisa, you'd be potter. So that's what the nesiv is. So let's chazer over this nekuda. Okay? Let's chazer over this nekuda. This is the first Mahalach we're given today, after the four Nakudas and Taisis. This is the first Mahalach. Okay? And that being is that again, Lamaisa. You know, the truth of the matter is, Taisin Sotan Rishashe, how do you view Aksuba? So they view Aksuba as being Enodei Eschayafti. I don't care if it's actualized later. The bottom line is he only pays it when he dies or divorces her. That's Enodei Eschayafti. Okay? That's what the Taisin Rishashe. The Haflos says no. The Haflos says, "Ain lo markein." Okay, lechiyuv mishesa nesuin. He says, "No, it's ain adei pratich." Okay, Reb Reuven lemaisa, Chedusha Reb Reuven says, "Halacha lemaisa that the suffik on ikar chiyuv," and he thinks like Taisa Rishash and the Taisa and Sota that a ksuba should be viewed as any adei what his chayavti comes along. Then the Nesiv says, "I'll tell you something. The only time any adei pratich can become chayiv is when it's coming from tainis." Here we have a suffix that based objectively when she was Mazana. That's called Inodea what? That's called Inodea Praticha, but that'll be Potter. Won't be Inodea Praticha Chayiv. That'll be Potter. So that's the Chiddush we want to point out, Lamaisa. Okay? This is the Chiddush we want to point out. Halacha Lamaisa. What'd you say?
How the Nesivus works with our case
again? No, so that's how the Nesivus rejects the Raya of the Tumim.
From the
from our Tosis. Because what did the Tumim say? The Tumim wanted to give the Shchiddush that it's Ene Deah Praticha. So he says, no, it's not Ene Deah Praticha. Ene Deah Praticha is only when it comes from the Tainus. This is Ene Deah Praticha, which I would still say Pater. I would still say Pater, because the Ene Deah Praticha is only from Tainus. This is from objectively what's going on. So that's how the Nesivus rejects the Tumim. Lomai says, Tumim's shot. Okay, so we got this whole Mahalach here. Pinchas, you got it? Again, let's chazer it over to the Stakuda. The whole fort was, is that what? First of all, we rejected the Raya. Tosfos said, Seik is Motzi Mamon from Yudbeis. We rejected with the Ramban at the rating. So Daniel has a great kasha. What's Pshat Rav Gamliel? Okay, we have to look into it. We got the Ramban, it's a long Ramban there in Daf Yudbeis. So we got to look into it. Okay, but Lamaisa, how does Rav Gamliel name Menes anyway if she gets 200? How's it? Maybe she did a baratzon. Terence says the Cheska Zakuf tells me the window that maybe she did a b'shas nesu'un with another guy, which is against what we point out from the sheet last week. Lomaisa daftes with that Tosfos 9a though. There's a window she could be with another man. So the maybe the ksuba already is injected. Cheska Skevena diapraticha yechayev. That's it. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua doesn't know the Cheska Zakuf. Maybe it could be b'shas erison. What happens? Could be b'shas erison. The maybe. It's in the days chayafti and mele your partner. Okay, beautiful, beautiful pshat. However, the Tumim says it's very difficult. Tosfos many mekaymis says what? And Arusa has a ksuba. Many mekaymis says and Arusa has a ksuba. So what do you do? It's in the day pradicha again lamaisa. So he says imlo havi lemeid is partner. He should know, so he's still partner. That flaw says differently. That flaw says. And it's a new chiyuv anyway, the shas after the nesu'im. Even if Arusa has a ksuba, melatzino des chayavti, your potter. That's what the flaw in the base mayor wanted to tell you. That's the flaw in the base mayor. Beautiful pshat. Okay. Then we pointed out the discussion, how do you treat a ksuba? Do you treat a ksuba like a cheskes chiyuv? And you des pratich or in des chayavti? Tosfos in the Rishah said it's in a des chayavti, because it's only when it's actualized. However, we said that the flaw said not that way. That flaw says no, it's a cheskes chiyuv, it's in a deah praticha. And then we said the chrishir agreement said no, it's a song, it's on the ikr chiyuv. So the Nesivus points out tremendous chiddush though, and he says, and yet the real chayv only when it's in the tainus. This is a suffix lebeisdin, and therefore it would also be punter. Therefore he rejects the Tumim's pshat to say that this would be a din of what? Cheskes chiyuv. Okay, very good. Echo speaks to your point, Daniel, very good. And yet the abrich is only with the tainus, but if the suffix, this is called dror de mon, tosim bob and see a beisdin and beis. Drar de Mamona means the subject without the tainus. The subject in Mitzis. Subject in Mitzis, when it was on. Okay, beautiful. So that's the Mahalach Lamaisa. That's the first Mahalach. Number two, let's go. Second Mahalach. I gave you the Rambam. What's the Rambam Shita when it comes to Sfeik Sfeik? Being Motzi Mom. What is the Rambam Shita? What is the Rambam Shita? Fascinating. So I give you three Rambams. Not two, but three. So what does the Rambam say? Rambam has a case in Ilchus Bikurim. It's interesting he calls it Ilchus Bikurim. Because if you'd have asked me, stop me on the street, I would have said Ilchus Bikurim deals with the first fruits. Right? Right? Is there a Chiyuv Bikurim during Shviz? This year Shviz! Is there a Chiyuv Bikurim? Rashi Al-Atern, Parsha Mishpatim, says yes. The Sifti Chachamim in the Gorari says a misprint. So Rav Zulti has a whole beautiful Stuk of Torah. He says yes! During Shviz, Bikurim is Chal. Because Bikurim is Chal when it's Mechubar. You know the Mishnah is in Bikurim? You declare Kedush Bikurim when it's still Mechubar on the tree. That's before Kedush Shviz. Kedush Shviz is when it's onus maizus, after you detached it. Truma is when it's detached, it grows a third, you pile it together. So there is a Chiyuv Bikurim during Shviz. There's no Truma during Shviz. Because the Kedush Shviz comes before the Kedush Truma. And then it becomes Hefker. There's no Din Truma's of Maizus on Hefker. But the Kedush Bikurim is before Shviz.
When's Kedush Truma?
Truma is when, you know, you do shlish, and you pile it together. And Kedusha Shvi is onus amaisris. So the Kedusha Shvi takes place before the Truma. But the Bikurim is for the Shvi. That's what Zulti wants a friend for. Okay. Got some Shvi in the mice. Okay. All right. Shvi this year. Okay, let's go. So in Hilchos Bikurim, you would have thought the Ram is only talking about first fruits. But he talks about Bechor there too. Because I guess having a Bechor is a first fruit. Like on a spiritual level, okay? So let's get it. The Rambam and Pirik, Yud Aleph, Halacha, Lamed. I gave you Chavtes and Lamed, but the one we're focused on is Lamed. Let's get it. What's the case? You got two men. One of them, you have two men, and two. You have two couples. Three kids are born. One of them had twins. One of them had twins, and one of them had one child. Okay? And one of the kids, one of the mothers had never had a kid first. So therefore, what's the din? So the halacha is, the couple that never had a kid, has to give five shlamim to the kohen. Why? Because it's sake sveka, says the Rambam. Number one is, maybe what? Maybe he's the one who had the individual child, so it was a boy, so he's chayev. Number two, even if he had twins, but maybe what? Maybe the boy was born first, before the girl, right? So Memela, based on that, says the Ram Yerchayev. Lashon HaRambam is, Hova Adav Rachok Yitain Pidyon. Says, you have three windows. Two of the three windows are saying Yerchayev. Memela Yumachuyev. You got it, Daniel? The Ram holds Sveik Sveik is Motzi Mamon by Pidna Ben. Sveik Sveik is Motzi Mamon. Rambam, Sveik, Sveika, Motzi Mamon, by Pidna Ben, Behilchos, Pidyon, Haben. Unbelievable, Rambam. Okay? Yeah, they got mixed up. The mother, let's say, I don't know, she was maybe on medicine, she didn't recognize, you know. The Mishnah says, Kedusha, a woman has namana, Zebini. You have to say the cases no one could identify. Okay? You guys asked me that. Very good. Guys asked me that and say it. Seik seik is motzi moment. The Ravid argues there. He says a seik seik is not motzi moment. The previous halacha, as Ezra pointed out, the Ravid argues. The Ravid is cholik. So the Ravid says you're potter. Both guys are potter. Shneim pturu. They'd have to pay a dime. Of course, the other guy's potter because it's not, you know, he had a first, this is not his first job. Shneim pturu. Seik seik is not motzi moment. He holds like Rav Rishonim. Eino, Motzi, Mama. Okay, that's one Rambam. Number two Rambam. Second Rambam. Okay, number two Rambam. What's the second Rambam? Hilchos what? Hilchos Niske Mama. The Kuntras Asveik is Klavov O Zion Frekt Akasha. He asks Akasha. What does he ask? Steer in the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Niske Mama, Perek Beis Alokha Zvov, writes like this. Is anyone familiar with what's called Chatzin Nezek Tzuros? You know, there are different Avos Nezikin. Come on, in the beginning of a Bakama. If an animal walks on the ground and kicks up pebbles and damages some fruits, you have to pay Chatzin Nezek. It's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Usually Chatzin Nezek is only by Karen. Tom is Karen, first three times, then you have Mu'at, right? But there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. In Regal, you pay Chatzin Nezek. Called Chatzin Nezek Tzuros. Okay, the shaila is like this. What happens if you have an irregularity? Is there a din of shinui and tsruros? That's one suffix in the Gemara. One suffix in the Gemara of Baba Kama is there shinui b'tsruros? Is there a deviation? Can you have a change in tsruros? And therefore maybe pay only reva nezek. Instead of what? Chatzi nezek. Okay? Chatzi nezek tsruros is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Chatzin nezek tzuros pays chatz, it pays, it's halacha, l'moshe m'sinai. It's a Gemara Baba Kama. But a daf yudzayin, I think. Yudzayin and mebeis. But there's a shinui in this. So the Gemara says, what happens if you have a shinui in it? I don't know, whatever, some shinui comes up. I don't know, it's something weird, something very irregular in the case happens. So do you drop it from a half to a fourth? The Gemara leaves it as an open question. Then the Gemara has another suffix. What's the other suffix? What happens if he's in the following situation? He goes into a place that the street is totally pebbles. So it is the derech. It is actually the derech, halacha l'maisa. It is the derech to kick up pebbles. Okay? It is the derech to kick up pebbles. Okay? If it's the derech to kick up pebbles, what's the din in such a case? Okay? The question is, b'makom shemahalechas, b'makom sheyefshalah, shenechshav atazav, keorche, the chayiv chatzinezek kechol tzurus. Another shayl is, if you go to a place, b'makom sheyefshalah, shenechshav atazav, keorche, the chayiv chatzinezek. So that's the other shayl of the Gemara. So it's a sfeik seika. So the other shayl is, if you go b'makom, at the sfeik in the makom. It's a sfeik in the makom, of the hataza. Hataza means the scattering of the what? of the actual petals itself, the pebbles itself. So if your malech is v'makom she'yef shalosh she'nechshav ha'atazik ke'orche, v'chayev chatzi nezit b'chol atzurus. V'chayev chenetz ke'b'chol atzurus. So in other words, you're in a situation where l'maisi, it's the norm. So I'm going to say safek v'makom, well, let's write it, safek im safek l'gabe makom, if it is considered to be kedera. Safek rechov malei avonim, if the place is full of, that's considered orche, and therefore that would be considered to be derech, and therefore what would be the din? The din is you would be what? You would be considered to be, there's no shinu at all. It's mamish kederech, okay? So that's a double suffix, correct? Number one, a suffix on the Gemara shinu b'tziris, and number two, l'mais, is there a shinu b'tziris, do you get a rev and nezek? And number two, on the place itself, where it's full of what, stones, maybe that's orche. Maybe that's the derech. And if that's considered to be the derech, l'maisa yibichayim chatzi nezek k'chol atzurus l'maisa. So, number one, it's a conceptual shaila. Number two, there's a suffix. So what's the Rambam's psak? What does the Rambam pasken on this? What did you see in the Rambam Hilchos Niskei Mamon? What does the Rambam say? You guys tell me, what does he say? He says, motzu mechaveh lo v'rayet. You only pay rev and nezek. V'afal pikin ha-motzu mechaveh olav lavi rayet. Okay, so what do you see from here? You see from here, Lamaisa, that you don't pay what? Rambam says, Allah Lamaisa, you don't get chatzi nezik. Rambam says you get revia nezik. So isn't that a stira? On one hand, he said, Sveik Sveik is motzi mamon. Now he's saying, Sveik Sveik is not motzi mamon. What's the difference? It's a stira in the Rambam. That's what the Kuntzes HaSveikus writes. How could this be, Allah Lamaisa? How could this be? You got the steer in the Rambam? That's the steer in the Rambam.
Why exactly is it a steer?
Because the first Rambam, Hilchos Bikurim, based on Seik Seik, it's Motzi Mamon. So he's got to pay. Yeah. In this case, he says he's only got to pay Revi Nezek, not Chatzi Nezek.
Revi in both cases.
Yeah. Right? The case is Lamaisa. Number one, there's a Shiloh with a Shinui Bitsurus. Number two, on this particular Makom, is it considered to be Orche or not? So that's like a Seik Seik. Number one, what's the din? And number two, is this that case, right? So he says you only pay Reva. Why did you say Seik Motzi Mamon? Pay a Chetzi. So what's the answer? The answer I thought is as follows. The Rambam holds a Seik Motzi Mamon in Metzias. In Metzias, if it's Metzias, the Seik is Motzi Mamon. Seik is Motzi what? Is Motzi Mamon. You follow me? If it's a Seik Didina, if the Shilin had a Paskin, then it's lo motzi mamon. You got me? So that's the answer that you could give. In fact, the Shev Shmaitze, which I brought here, Shmaitze Aleph Pirchov Gimel says you don't say Sveik Sveika to be motzi mamon misveika the dina. A different type of suffix, not a suffix mitzi, it's a sveika the dina. So that's the difference between the one, that's the difference between the two Rambams. It's a good answer. Problem is the third Rambam. What's the third Rambam? In Hilchos Shelu Pikoto. Perek Beis Halacha Ches. What does the Rambam say in Perek Beis Halacha Ches and Hilchos Shelu Pikadon? What does the Rambam say in Perek Beis Halacha Ches? The din of Bai Levimo. What is the din of Bai Levimo? Bai Levimo means that let's say Yosef works for me and I borrow his car. What's the din if I borrow his car and I smash it up on putter? Because he's with me. We hang out a lot all the time. Chinuch says you should have told me to drive more carefully. He's not with me all the time, but it's a low pluk. Or the Sforna says, quid pro quo. If I gave him a job, I get something back in return. I'm putter from paying if I smashed up the car. Tosis says, there's no rhyme and reason for it. Bailiff is the same thing as Shayla the Bailiff. So what's the halacha if I borrow from two guys, let's say from Yosef and Johnny a car, and only Yosef Lamaisa works for me. Am I partner? It's a shail in the Gemara. Similar, if Daniel and I, partners, would borrow a car from who? Would borrow a car from Yosef, and Yosef only works for me. So the Gemara leaves it as an open shail. So in other words, the third Rambam is what? Bai Levimo, and what's the halacha? Bai Levimo Bishutvin, and what's the other shail? Pshia Bebailin.
is Baal Vimo Pater negligence. Shia de Baal. Does Baal Vimo Pater negligence? So these are two distinct shilas. These are two distinct shilas. Halacha lamais, it's a suffix. And there's a shiloh where there's a ptur of Baalim and Shutfin. What does the Rambam say, guys? You've got to pay. The Rambam says you've got to pay. Sarich l'shalin. Oh, no. Sarich l'shalin, what do you see again? That the Rambam holds that Sveik Sveika is what? Is Motzi Momen. Even by a Sveika Dedina, says the Bir Agro. The Bir Agro, Choshem Mishpat, Shimon Shin, Man Vav, Siv Kot, and Ted Vav. You see from the Rambam, the Sveik Sveika, Motzi Momen, even Sveika Dedina. So my answer falls away. So now we have two, one and three, that say Sveika Motzi Momen, Daniel. And the first one is Metzias, and the third one is Sveik Adina, against the second one that says Befer Sveik is not Motzi Momen. So I don't have an answer. Sarachi and Gomel. Go ahead, John.
Can you explain the second case of Sveik Sveikot?
Yeah, the second case is number one, if you have a Shinui and Tsuros. Tsuros is always a Chatzi Nezek. But if you have a Shinui and Tsuros, should it drop it to a fourth conception? Then number two, the Gemara has a Shiloh. If you have a street that's full of pebbles, do you call that a Shinui or not? Or is that considered Orche? Okay? Second one's really a suffix, and Lamaisa, it's just how you treat the what? How you treat this case. It's just like any Shinui and Tsurus. Then the Gemara says, what about a case where that's the only thing you can walk on is pebbles? Is that called Orche? Is that called Shinui? Okay?
So if you hold like...
But I'm saying that's a Sveik and Adinin.
Yeah, but it's not a Sveik Sveik.
Though. Sure it is. It's a Sveik and Adinin in Lamaisa. Is there in general Shinui and Tsurus? And how do you view this exact case? The two different Nakudis, Lamaisa. Okay?
One's just a claw, one's a prop.
But Lamaisa, the Shiloh is how you view, is Shinui something that of importance by Tsurus? And number two, how do you view this particular case I'll peek in? Okay? Is it a Shinui or not? But it's all resting on in Shinui, is there a Shinui or not? In Tim Salom, there's a Shinui. Is this case a Shinui? Okay? One is it's Sekin Adina, so it's a Shiloh. So I'm saying in the Ram it's difficult. We leave this as a Kashin, difficult. Because you have two, the one and three are saying Sveik and Motzi, and this three is by Sveik and Adina. So you can't give that answer that I thought. Okay, very good. That's the Pshat Lamaish and the Shita Sarama. Okay, let's turn now back into the Gemara, guys. Let's look inside. Let's turn back now inside to the Gemara Lamaisa. Let's see the Shat now in the Gemara. Okay? So we have to get some Nakudas in the Gemara, and then we get to go what? We get to go a little bit Vikings. Okay? Let's go, guys. Okay, let's turn back into the Pshat in the Gemara. Gabi, read the Pshat, Testament based on. Okay? Let's go again. Amar Abaye, let's go. Amar Abaye, five lines from the top, let's go. Go ahead.
Amar Abaye, Afan on Navi Tamino. This film is the Amar Viyu. The Amar Viyu, Ian, the Amar Mishilo.
My time, eh?
My time, Mishum, Ikuri Daisa.
Ulamai.
Ulamai, Ian, the Mesa Vlok, Ksuba, Nitiba.
If it's to give her a ksuba, then give it to her. What's the big deal? You're afraid it's going to calm down and give her a ksuba? What do you got to lose? Giving her a matana. So it's giving her a matana, it's not a problem. It's giving her a matana, it's not a problem. What's the problem? It's giving her a matana, right? What case is it talking about, though, we said in the beginning of Shir? Asia's going and Pusa Bashal Shonen. But it's talking about payment of a ksuba. So let me ask you the following, okay? I don't have an answer to this, too. The Chassam Sofer asks, let's get it down, Chidush Chassam Sofer. He says, according to the Mandamer, Daniel, that's a Mekach Tolos Lagamri. What does that mean, Mekach Tolos Lagamri? You have to re-Mekadosh her. You don't have to give her a get, right? You have to re-Mekadosh her. That means he's going to be bowler without out of wedlock. No? Why shouldn't we be Choshish that maybe he's going to live with her his whole life without a Ksuba, with Bilis Nus? He's just going to live out of wedlock with her. Why does the Gemara say Nesef Law? What do you mean Nesef Law? If you hold, Pinchas, that this is a Mekach Tos, and he's claiming we're talking about Pesach Masuach to get rid of the Ksuba, the Gemara says he might calm down, and therefore what? He gives her extra money. What do you mean give her extra money? The stakes are high here. The whole Kedushin unravels. If the whole Kedushin unravels, Lamaisa, that means he's going to live with her out of wedlock. You should be worried about that. Bye, Tzarechiyun. He leaves it as a sarachiyun. It's a good kashin. It's a strong kashin. I don't have an answer for it. Okay?
So we have had three kashas we've asked today, and sure we didn't give an answer to. Number one is what? Daniel, your kasha on the Ramban. What's the machlokes on the number two is Steer in the Ram. Number three, now the Chasam Sofer's kasha. Okay? You don't always have to give it teretz. We try 99% of the time. Maybe we'll keep it, if we can come up with an answer. But everyone heard this kasha? Gabi, what does it mean, Nesif law? What do you mean, what's the big deal? It's a big deal. If it's a Mekach Tos Lagami, that means they're not married. They're going to sit there and live together without a ksuba. That's a problem of Biasnus. Okay? That's a problem of Biasnus. So I thought of an answer for this kasha. I think the answer to this kasha is that, you know what? If a guy is coming to me, Mafsid or Ksuba, even though it's not Isser, but it doesn't look good. You follow me? It doesn't look good that he wants to stay with her. No? I don't think you have to be chayshish, he's going to sit and still live with her. He probably, Lamais, you know, the whole point of a Ksuba is what? Is that if he dies, she'll be taken care of. Or if he divorces her, she'll be taken care of. That's how much he loves her. That's what Ron so actually the one said, Shadnik Ksuba. He cares about her so much at the time of the marriage that in the event he dies, or even if he divorces her, he wants to take care of her financially. It's an amazing pshat. It's supposed to improve the airspace of the marriage. That's what he once said the pshat is. Tekim the Arisa. That's what he said pshat was. And Ksuba the Arisa. So it's hard for me to imagine that if he's trying to be Mafsid or Ksuba, that he really wants to stick with her. You know what I'm saying? We'll see maybe if we get a chance, we'll get to the answer, maybe a similar answer later in Shir, if we have time today. You hearing my answer? That's the answer I want to suggest. I'm saying we don't have to be chayshish that he's going to live with her because he's already on the road to, you know, getting rid of her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Okay, maybe it's... I thought it was a possible answer. Okay? So please get that down. But the truth is the Dvar Avrom, Frekta Kasha, and the Dvar Avrom says the Dvar Avrom in Chelek Gimel Simen Chof Sof Os Alf Es Akasha. How could the Gemara just simply say give her the money? What are you doing that? What are you doing when you say give her the money? You could give her extra money. What's the big deal? Who are you messing over? They're Lekuchos. You know what Lekuchos are? Are buyers. There was a lien on that property. That lien is on the property of the Chassan. And now he's going to give it over to her? Why should she have first dibs over the buyers? What do you mean Nesif law? What do you mean Nesif law? You're going to mess up the buyers that have a lien on his property. He has no right to give it to her over them. That's a kasha, a great kasha that he asks. So the two chidushim are saying on Nesif law. Number one, if you hold that, it's a mekach tos legamri. What do you mean you got nothing to worry about? Number one, the kedusha goes up in smoke. He might live with her without out of wedlock. I'm answering that no, he's not going to live with her because he's trying to master the ksuba. He doesn't want to be around her. The second kasha we're asking is how can you, Gemara, suggest Nesif law? You're going to mess up the lekuchos. The Lekuchos are buyers that have liens on his property. What gives him the right to give her the property over the other guys? The other guys have a lien first.
Maybe we're only going with money.
But the Ksuba is a Shibud, though. A Shibud is on Chal, on Nechassim, on property. Pinchas. So Machlokes Rambam Rashi, the Shibudim applies to Metalpon. But Leisman Napoli, it applies to Karka. There's no doubt.
You think he has a lot of property now?
It's we're talking. He has property. We want to say talk about a case he has no property. It's very hard to say. He has property.
This is happening a couple hours after the match.
I understand, but look, he has property, Lamaisa. Well, how does he have the ability to give the rights to the ksuba to over Nesif law? Give it to her. Give it to the Lekuchos first. So listen to this, Terrence. Do you remember we had a Tosin and Bezim and Aleph that said, in general, are we choshet as nus?
No.
We're not choshes to znus. The Gemara says they're getting you at Zion and the base. So why are we choshes that a woman has to get married on Wednesday? For not choshes with znus? You remember that was Tosas Kasha? So what was Tosas' answer? Because we don't the stakes are high. We don't want him to live in Isser his whole life. Remember that? So therefore, even though it's not Shchiach, we make a woman get married on Wednesday. Lefizeh, the Havamin of our Gemara, that he's not believed to Asa her, because we're only talking about the Ksuba. The Havamin. What's the Havamin at this point in the Gemara? You only believe on the ksuba, not on the isser. So memelu, there's no chash of znus, because the havamin is not believed to aser, because znus we're not chayshish for. So if znus we're not chayshish for, there's nothing to worry about. When the gemara says nesif law, she deserves it. Lamaisa, she deserves it. There's no chash of znus. Halacha lamaisa. There's no chshash of znus. If there's no chshash of znus, she deserves it. So don't tell me you're giving it to her over the lekucho shaloka din. It's not right, lamaisa. It is right. She deserves it before the lekuchos because we're not chayshish that she was mezana. That's what nesaf law means. Okay? Fine. So that answers that kasha.
What about according to Rabbi?
What'd you say? Right, the Gemara says this is within Reish Lakish. Within Reish Lakish. Okay, Daniel's saying good. That whole answer was Lafi Reish Lakish. That Reish Lakish says Nuslo Shchicha. That was the other answer of Tysus, remember? What was the other answer of Tysus? Znus is Shchicha, right?
In a regular situation, there's Adam and Hasra.
That's not Shchicha.
That's not Shchicha.
Right, Lamaisa, but Znus is Shchicha. So you're saying. You're making a good horror, Lamais. That's only according to Reish Lakish. You're right. It's only according. We made that horror, remember, we read the Tysis.
Yeah, but at least the that was a Mishnah that needed to fit with both Shitas.
Right. This Gemara, no, this Kasha of the Gemara, Lamais, this Kasha of the Gemara, this Teretz, Lamais, is only saying, Lamais, this Teretz of the Gemara is only saying if you hold like Reish Lakish. It's a good point. It's a good point. Okay, good. It's a good point. The Teretz is only going to be a field of Reish Lakish. Because the truth of the matter is that Nuzishchich. Okay, it's a good heart. Very good. Excellent. Okay, let's continue now. Go ahead, Gabi. Read the Gemara. Go ahead. Oh. Excellent. So you made a Taina Pesach Pasuch, right?
Yeah.
What happened to Taina's Domin? Again, the Pesach Pasuch is going to cool off on, right? Talking about cooling off. He's going to cool off on Pesach Pasuch. So we did the Taisus yesterday. What did Taisus my Lav say outside? Tainus Domim is too scary. He's never going to calm down with that. Right? So the Havamina of the Gemara, Tainus Domim is going to libo nokfo. He's not going to calm down about that. He's going to be very upset. So I want you to get this down. The Taisus HaRosh says a little bit more. He's in a different shot. The Taisus HaRosh says, Benison, that there are bogrus that get married on Wednesday, and they have no Tainus Pasuch. There's a Tainus Pesach Pasuch, but there's no Tainus Pasuch. You follow me? Remember we said that a Bogeris, she has Pesach Noel, so there's a Tainus Pesach Pasuch, there's no Tainus Pasuch. So the Havamin is the Mishnah talking about what? Pesach Pasuch. That's why Gabi had said, my love, the Katon Pesach Pasuch. Because we're talking about Bogros. Bogros, their Pesach is Na'ul. So you can have a Tainus Pesach Pasuch. There's no Tainus Domin. Why? Because they don't have blood. Remember we said that? Rove of them didn't have blood. That fit with Rabbeinu Hanano, right? So that's another answer why you can, the Taisa Rosh says that Tainus Domin doesn't come up. Because Tainus Domin is not going to cool off on, Taisa says. The Taisa Rosh says there is no Tainus Domin if Tom Absumas. Okay? And then there's a third shot I want you to get from the Shita Yishana. What does the Shita Yishana say? What does the Shita Yishana say? Guys, let's get it. Shita Mikubetzis. We're talking about that you made both. Tainus Domin and Pesach Pasuch. You follow me? Udekatoin Tainu means what? He made the Tainu. If you're quiet, you're quiet. We're choshes of Kuri Daite. But Tainus Domin, even if he doesn't make the Tainu, the Shushpinin will make the Tainu. The attendants will make the Tainu. The attendants will make the Tainu. And if he's quiet, they won't be quiet. They'll open their mouths. So according to the Shita Yishana, both Tainus were made. Pesach Pasuch and Tainus Domin both. You follow me? And there's no concern of Kruy Daite. Because why? The Shushpinin will open their mouths. The Kruy Daite is only on the Pesach Pasuch. So three pshatim, guys. In the Havamina, what happened to Tainus Domin? Taisa says you don't have to worry about a Kruy Daite because the guy's Libo Nokfa is going to be upset. Taisa HaRosh says, talking about Bogros, where there is no Tainus Domin at all. And the third pshat from the Shita Yishana is that Taka both claims were made. But Libo Nokfo is not going to... Libo Nokfo, Lamai says, I'm sorry, Tainus Domin, both claims were made, but he's not going to calm down about what? Tainus Domin, because even if he does, the Shushpinin will open their mouths.
The
Shushpinin are the attendants, the Kshomrim, that hang out with him. Okay? That the Armalavim. Okay. Very good. Now this brings us to the Kash, and then we can give Ike to the Gemara. If you guys recall, on Omer Aleph, Tosfos said, was bothered by a kasha. You remember Tosfos kasha? Let me ask you a question. Read on in the Gemara, Lo. Go ahead, Gabi.
Lo, the Tainus Domin.
Oh, so it's the Tainus Domin. So you're believed, halacha lemaisa, by Tainis Domin. We're not talking about Tainis what? We're not talking about Tainis Pesa Pesuch, no riot to Rabbi Lazar. Hold cup, guy. Shakla Natari. There's no riot to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar's talking about Pesa Pesuch. No riot. He was talking about Abai. He says the mission could be talking about Tainis Domin. So it's not riot to Rabbi Lazar. Let me ask you. Tainis Domin. Maybe there's still a sake faker. Tainis Domin, what are we saying? Halacha l'maisa by Tainis Domin. Tainis Domin l'maisa, he didn't find Tainis Domin, he's believed. That's why we what? That's why we make a whoopasula get married Wednesday night. But if Shishom Dorkati, where there's no damasulim or it's lost, and his Tainis Pesabasul, it's possible that what? He's talking and he's not what? He's not Neman because he's not a bucket. There's no raya for the Mishnah that he's Neman, right? Mm-hmm. Only Tainis Domin is believed. Let me ask you a kasha. Why is Tainis Domin believed? Maybe there's a Sfeik Sveikin. What's a Sfeik Sveikin? Shem Ona Shem Baratzon. Right? Maybe she was a Mukatzeitz. That's Yisroel. A Kohen in Shem Atachtov in Atachtov. Maybe she was a Mukatzeitz. She wasn't Mizanin. You remember that kasha? Remember Tosis asked that kasha number Aleph? I'm asking, say that kasha right now. Why do you so firmly believe a Tainis Domin is believed? You still have a Seik Sveika. Maybe she was a Mukatzeitz. Onus a Ratzon for who? For Yesh Yisroel Pekuz Barash Hashem, for a Kohen, Takhtam and a Takhtam, maybe she was a Mukatzeitz. No?
Didn't we say Mukatzeitz is not a problem?
Oh, so let's get it down. Why is it not a problem?
Because she would
precise. Taisus says because why? Not Shkir. I'm sorry. Taisus says because why?
She
would have said it. Correct. She's not embarrassed. Excellent. Tosfos said she would have said it. Well said, Ezra. Okay? Who asked this kasha? The Ramban asked this kasha I gave you. The Ramban. In Daf Tesimanav asked this kasha. The Ramban's answer is Mukatzeitz is not Shchiach. That's only according to who? That's only according to who? Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Shuit? That's only according to Rabbi Shuit, it's not Shchiach. Not according to Rabbi Gamliel. No. Remember that? So two terutzim. Number one is she would have made the claim herself. Number two is... What's number two? Mukatzeitz lo shchiach. We're pointing out that's only according to Rabbi Shua. Another teretz I want you to get, let's get this, is the Ramban. What's the other teretz of the Ramban, Yossi? Yossi, what's the other teretz of the Ramban? The Ramban says, when the Gemara says Tainis Domin, is talking about unbelievable. In Aishas Kohen, less than three. Where do we have that? Earlier in Shir. Aishas Kohen, less than three. Marashua. And we actually had it before at Yosef, remember, a week ago. Three times we've had this confluence of both cases. So once you say it like that, there's no suffix at all, Tachtav or Tachtav. The only suffix is Mukatzeitz. So it's only one suffix. Usser. Ingenious, no? Aye. So maybe the Mishnah's only talking about that case. Maybe the only girl in the world that should get married on Wednesday night is an Asius Kohen. That's less than three. That the father's of a Kavah Kedushin. According to this point in the Gemara, you said the Mishnah about Tainis Domin. Tainis Domin. So why do you have a Seik Seik? We're talking about Aishas Kohen less than three, according to this answer. So why is the only girl in the world she can marry on Wednesday night is Aishas Kohen less than three? Let Aishas Kohen get married any day she wants. And Ramban says they didn't want to make a low pluk. They want to make a low pluk. And even if you say we're not chosh l'mukatzeitz, the Taina of Pesach Pasuch is only by Eishes Yisrael in Pesach Bashal Hashem Eishes Kohen. So the main exer of all the Nashim. The whole point is the whole Mishnah is a low plug. Even if you want to say it's only because of what? Only because of that one case. The bottom line is even if you're not close to them because it's only because of two cases anyway. So the Mishnah, don't be bothered by that. The whole Mishnah is a low plug anyway. And then, the answer to the Tosfos Rialovin. Let's get to it. Says the answer to the Tosfos Rialovin. Where is the Tosfos Rialovin? Separate Sefer? You found it? Separate Sefer, you show it to me. You show it to me. So what the Tosfos Rialovin says, I want you guys to get this. You know when it says Gabi, Tainis Domin? What does it mean? It means both. It means you did both. It means you said both. It doesn't mean Lechud, Tainis Domin. It means you said there was no blood, then you start looking into it more. There's no blood, what's going on here? You know what you end up saying? She's a Pesach Pasuach. So Tainis Domin alone is not believed because of a Sfeik Sveika. This Sfeik Sveika, maybe she's a Mukatzeitz. And Tainis Pesach Pasuach is not believed because why? Maybe he's not a Bucky. So at the end of the day,
I want you to get this. How many terutzim do we give to this kasha? When you say time is dumb, there's still a sveik zeka. What's a sveik zeka, Yossi? Onus aratzim, maybe mukaseitz. Tachter and tachter, maybe mukaseitz. How do you answer it? One is, you can't say mukaseitz because she would have said it herself. Like Taisa says. The Ramban says mukaseitz lo shich. We're pointing out that's only according to Bishua. Okay. Third answer is what? Third answer is according to the Ramban, what? What's the third answer according to the Ramban? That's a confluence case. Ace is going less than three. Male is no sveikus at all. There's only one suffix with it, so mukus eitz. Also, maybe only she should get married on Wednesday night. So he says, you know what? Even if we're not chosh to mukus eitz, the only reason why we get married Wednesday night is because of two cases. So the whole mishnah is a low plug anyway, so mishnah gefirlich. Okay. 98% of the cases because of two cases. One case also you'll say it. Okay. That's what the Ramban wants to say. And then lastly, the fourth answer, the Ri'al Lovin says amazing. He says, Pshat L'maisa, then when it says Tanis Domim Gabi, it doesn't just mean Tanis Domim, it means both. Tanis Domim, you made a claim, there's no blood. So you start looking into it more. Then you realize she's a Pesach Pasuach. So Mameila, you're believed to say, Halach L'maisa, you're believed to say that there was no blood, and then you get into Pesach Pasuach. So Mameila, Tanis Domim alone, you're not believed because it's fake sake. Pesach Pasuach alone, you're not believed, there's not a bucky. But once you say both together, then you're believed. So he has a whole new reading of the Gemara. I want you to get it down. When it says Tanis Domim, it also means Tanis Domim along with Pesach Pasuach. It means Tanis Domim along with Pesach Pasuach. Doesn't mean Tanis Domim alone. So what's the difference between the first three answers and the fourth answer, Pinchas? Well, yeah, whenever we say there's a premise in Rishkash and Rishonim, and the answer, is the answer destroy the premise? Or does the answer what? Does the premise remain? So in the first three, what was the kasha? We have a sveik zeka, right? What's the first three terutzim? You don't have a sveik zeka. Because she would have said it, or it's not shchiach, or what? Or it's a construct where there's no what? There's no, the premise is destroyed. There is no sveik zeka. The fourth answer is that what? That there is a sveik zeka, but since this is a combination of both cases, both claims, Lamaisa, since it's a combination of both claims, he's believed to say it, Halach Lamaisa. He's believed to say it. So it's a strange answer, this Ri'al Lovin. It's a bit chiddish, no? Where did Sveik Seika go? Seems like, why is he believing? Just because you say both? Just because you say both, you say Pesach Pasuach and there's no blood, you're believed? What happened to the Sveik Seika? It's a big chiddish, I believe, right? He says, you believe the same Pesach. You start being a choker, you say there was no dam, then you're choker, what was left, and you believe the same is Pesach Pasuach. Pesach Pasuach on its own is not good, Lamaisa, because you're not a bucky. But if you start bringing more investigation, you say there was no blood there, then we start believing the guy. You follow me? Pesach Pasuach on its own is not good, you're not a bucky. But if you start saying Pesach Pasuach, there was no blood there, then how can we believe you? I don't know why does it beat out the Sveik Seika, though? Why should it beat out the Sveik Seika? Regarding the Havamina of the Gemara, to Mafsid or Tzuba. Why should it beat it out? Maybe you have to say it's not a Sufik anymore. The guy is so embellished, and he answers why there's no blood, and he answers why he puts it together. So I want you to get that. Somehow, if you make both claims, it pushes down the Sveik Seika. The first three Terutzim are saying there is no Sveik Seika. The fourth Terutz is also saying that somehow the combination of both claims beat down the Sveik Seika, or victorious over. Okay. Very good. Now we get up to the following. Let's go Vaita now in the Gemara. Let's see Vaita now in the Gemara. Now we finish this whole Mahalach. Let's go Vaita in the Gemara. Okay? Go ahead, Gabi. Let's go. We had Rabbi Elazar that said Pesach Pasuach is believed to Aser. Yes? Now we come up with review number Shmuel. Let's go. So before you go Vaita, what do you got? You got Rebbe Elazar that said Neman Law, so you got Rebbe Yudamashul, are they arguing or not? Three Shitas, get it down. Rashi said, Beferish, we learned on Omer Aleph, that's a Machlekes Amaroyim. Rashi says, Beferish, Lekuli Alma, both according to Rebbe Elazar and Shmuel, they're Neman Law, Shavi and Afshe. Rebbe Elazar says, they're not believed in Mafsid the Ksuba, though. Rebbe Yudamashul says, we're learning now, says, you are. Because Rebbe Yudamashul has a Chazaka called, En Adam Terech Basun Mafsida. No guy spends $100,000 for nothing. So if he's trying to master Ksuba, we believe him. Halacha l'maisa. Rebbe Elazar does not hold to this chazaka. Plain and simple. He doesn't hold to the chazaka.
Plain and simple, halacha lamaisa. So that's the pashup shot. According to Rashi, lamaisa, there is no machleik. According to Rashi, there's a machleik, is tin rablazin shmul, legabi afsadis ksuba. Legabi isser, everyone agrees. The truth is, the Yushalmi says this beferish, that shmul lamaisa, this out of the Tosus in quotes Nehemiah, we'll see when he quotes the Yushalmi. Now, is there any way to say that maybe lamaisa, there's no machleikis? What do you say? Yeah, no, without a doubt, Lamaisa, we're going to get to Tosis, but I'm saying in Rashi, is there any way to say it that maybe there's no machleikis?
Which Rashi?
The Rashi and Omer Aleph. No. The Rashi and Omer Aleph. The Rashi and Omer Aleph said Beferish Pinchas. Lafsik Zubasa Lo Mehemen. So clearly, the machleikis are Blazin Shmuel. So I want you to get this down. The Shita Mekubetza suggests like this, a beautiful pshat, very bechudish. Maybe there's a difference. Yeah, the Shita Mekubetza right here. Maybe you can distinguish between a bachur and a nasui. You follow me? A bachur is not kimle, therefore he's not believed in master the ksuba. A nasui is kimle.
So they really both.
So Rashi would agree, right? Rashi and Amar Aleph from below is talking about a what? A bachur. Therefore he's not kimle, he can't be master the ksuba. Rabbi Yudah Mer Shmuel is talking about a one and a nasui. And a nasui is mam in the ksuba. So therefore, Rabbi Lozer Shmuel aren't arguing. Shmuel is talking about a nasui is kimle, therefore he's nevan. Rabbi Lozer is talking about a bacher. You hear the vort? Rashi didn't write the favorish Daniel, Rabbi Lozer is cholik Rabbi Yudah Mer Shmuel. He just said nasui ksubasa. So please get that down. Push up shot in Rashi. They both agree, like Abi Yisrael, they're arguing whether Gabi Hafsad is aksuba. However, Shita Mekubetza says, no machleik zin vizvich of son of ksuba, because why? One's a bacher, and one's a what? A rabbi is talking about a bacher, therefore you're not nemen lasik shvasa, and Rabbi Yudah Mer Shmuel is talking about what? He's talking about a nasui. Okay, that's the sheet that's Rashi. We have to get to the sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos is chaylik, okay? Tosfos holds, and we'll see it inside tomorrow, but in the beginning of Shir. Tosfos holds the kuliyah. We've got to do a riku for Yossi. Let's just finish the two sheets. Riku. So happy for Yossi. What's Taisha Shita? Lekuli Alma, your Neman, Bain La Osir, Bain La Afsik Zubasa. Shmuel's Chiddush is just a Ksuba. Because we're not Choshish that he's a Meshachrin. Rabbi Lozer's Chiddush is Shavya Nafshe. Kolsha came to make her lose the Ksuba. It's a Kolsha came, right? Why is it a Kolsha came? We'll leave that tomorrow at the beginning of Shir. It's a Kolsha came. But Tosa Shita is there's no Machlaikis. Each one had a focal point of a Chiddush. And the third sheet to please get it is the Ra'ah. It's Yesh Meforshim quoted in the Ramban that Shmuel's Mechadesh. I want you to get this, that even in a case where you're not believed to Asr, like Sveik Seik, in 98% of the cases, nevertheless you're believed to Mafsa the Ksuba, even where you're not Nehman L'Osra. You got the third sheet? Even when you're not Nehman L'Osra, you are Nehman L'Mafsa the Ksuba. Those are the three sheetas in Rishon. Allah L'Maisa. That's Rabbi Yudah Mer Shmuel. He's mistopic there in Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer says only Isser and Naksuba? Or maybe also what? Or maybe also the Ksuba as well. Let's now. So please, Chazer, over. We've got a lot to do tomorrow. Ko'od Yishama B'yar Yehudah U'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'
Shama, Ogre, Yeruda, Ogre, Eretz Hashem Tehillim Aleh Shivas Nochem.